Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza. The best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. I dreamed I was forced to eat a giant marshmallow. When I woke up, my pillow was gone.
That was like a story. It wasn't even a joke. Anyway, we're going to jump right into this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. Or if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is humdinger. Humdinger is spelled H-U-M-D-I-N-G-E-R. Humdinger. Humdinger is a remarkable or outstanding person or thing of its kind. So, Dan, you know anybody who's a humdinger?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't know any humdingers?
Nope.
None?
Nope.
Like, you don't know... It's an outstanding person, Dayton. Do you know an outstanding person?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. Me.
Okay. Oh, we're gonna jump right into this week's little-known Black History fact. This will be the last one of the... until we go to a new segment instead of this, because you're doing it for February. February is last podcast February. So, Dayton, what is this week's and the final little-known Black History fact?
This is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it and you're broken, contact us at 704-941-0802. Dred Scott was an enslaved African-American man in the United States who unsuccessfully sued for his freedom and that of his wife and their two daughters in the Dred Scott v. Sanford case of 1857, popularly known as the Dred Scott case.
So he sparked, he helped spark movements. People could see what was going on and different, you know, just how things were unfair. So, anyway, if you would like to send us in a suggestion for what our segment will be next week, you can contact us at brahvsbro@outlook.com. That's BRUHVSBRO at outlook.com. And you can win lots of cool prizes like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Cars.
Cool.
Big posters that say bro versus bro.
Mm-hmm.
And fanny packs.
Yeah.
And many much more. Many much more.
Okay. So, now it's time for this week's this or that question. This week's this or that question is McDonald's or Burger King? Dayton, what's your choice? And why?
I choose Burger King.
Why?
I choose Burger King because they have a veggie burger. It's cool.
So that's why?
Yep.
So I'm going to have to choose McDonald's because McDonald's has a many decisions that you...
Says Burger King.
Huh?
Says Burger King.
Okay. Has many decisions and, you know, you can get a bunch of stuff with bacon on it and stuff. Add bacon. And also, you got the Big Mac. Yeah.
Got the Whopper.
The off-brand Big Mac?
No.
Okay, so, again, if you'd like to send us in your decision, or what you think of that question, you can contact us at brahvsbro@outlook.com. And, yeah, so, as we get into the last couple segments of this week's show, it's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
The book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. This week's book recommendation is Heat by Mike Lupica. Mike Arroyo has a pitching arm that throws serious heat, but his firepower is nothing compared to the heat Michael faces in his day-to-day life.
Wow.
Yes.
Man, he's, I don't know. So it's a sports book, I guess?
Yes.
All right. That's, okay. So that's this week's book recommendation. And now as we get into the final segment of this week's show, it's this week's fact of the day. So, January 23rd in 1945, the U.S. had taken over Iwo Jima for 4 days after landing on the Japanese-held volcanic island. This was, of course, a very pivotal moment in history, and it occurred on February 23rd of 1945. As we get into the end of this week's podcast, we're going to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash security, B Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do is not a therapy dog. And our music this week was our own original music. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.